This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. North Carolina Department of Labor held their Safety Awards luncheon on Wednesday afternoon at Atrium Health Stanley. And here is Commissioner of Labor Josh Dobson for the state of North Carolina greeting the guests.
A little bit bittersweet because, as you all know, this is my last. I'll be finished at the Department of Labor. My time will be over in December of this year. And we have about 34 safety award banquets, Kylie, something like that. And this is my last one as your Commissioner of Labor. So it's kind of bittersweet and a bit surreal. So it's an honor for me to be here. And it's an honor to have a lot of our folks from the Department of Labor here with us today as well. And I just appreciate the chamber and the sponsors and the board and Atrium. Just this has been great. Food's been great. It's just been great to be with you guys the last three and a half, going on 4 years.
Mr. Thompson talked about safety in the workplace and why it matters.
And I don't stand up here as someone who claims to be Jamie Dimon or Steve Schwarzman. I'm just a guy from Western North Carolina who's learned a few things over the last three and a half years that I want to share with you as my time at labor comes to an end. And I want to do it because there are a lot of professions, a lot of jobs that you have a margin for error where it may matter and it may not matter. But when you're involved in safety and health and you're in the business that we're in, we don't have that luxury because people's lives are at stake. So whether you're the plant manager, the county manager, the supervisor, whatever it is, we all have to be better to keep our employees safe. So that's why I want to talk about it.
Mr. Dobson went on to talk about leadership and how that pertains to safety in the workplace and different items that he's come across. And here he is talking about just a few of those.
But the first question that I have to ask myself is, Josh, what are your weaknesses? As you look back over the last three and a half years, what are your deficiencies or your weaknesses as Commissioner of Labor? The second thing that I ask myself about leadership is, what is your leadership style? I don't think we should, as leaders, go day to day without thinking about what our leadership style is. The next thing that I think about is, how do you inspire your team? How do you inspire your team? For me, the first thing is, I think you have to lead by example. You can't ask others to follow safety protocol. You can't ask others to do the things that need to be done if you're not doing them yourself. So lead by example. Lead with authenticity. People know if you're being phony. People know if you're being phony. And thirdly, lead with humility. I'll take a backseat to no one when it comes to holding people accountable, having high standards, having high expectations, but I don't think you have to be a jerk about it. You can do those things without being a jerk. And that's the way that I think we should lead, is with humility, because the truth of the matter is, really, none of us in this room have anything other than to be humble. And the reason for that is the jobs that we all have. We're blessed to be here today. We're blessed to be in this beautiful facility, great food, and great jobs. But you know what? When our time is up and somebody replaces us, that organization is going to go on long after our time is there. So we really shouldn't be anything other than humble. I heard a man say the other day that the graveyards are full of indispensable people. And that's so true. That's so true. So, what do you look for in an employee? For me, three things. One, are they committed? Do they believe in what you're trying to accomplish? Do they believe in the direction you're trying to go? Or are they just trying to draw a paycheck? I want people who are committed. The second thing, are they competent? Again, in a lot of businesses, you don't have to be competent. But when we're talking about safety and health in people's lives, I want the most competent people I can find. And then thirdly, are they curious? Do they want to get better every single day? Do they want to get improve every single day, improve the company, improve themselves every day, or are they just showing up to draw a paycheck? I want people who are competent, who are committed, and who are curious. If you are making everybody happy as a chief executive, you're probably not doing your job very well, because sometimes decisions have to be made that's not going to make everybody happy. I think it's important when you're thinking about getting the right people on the bus and the wrong people off the bus, you got to make those decisions, and you got to say, who do I want on my team, and who do I not want on my team? And you have to be careful about that to make sure that you make the right decisions. And when you do that, you're not going to make some people happy sometimes, but you have to do the right thing for your company. So that was really hard for me coming in the door after being in the legislature so long, not being able to make everybody happy in the door. But to be a good chief executive, you can't do that. So that was difficult.
Mr. Dobson also talked about what it was like to follow Cherie Berry, who was quite famous in that role.
When I think about being naive, is what it meant to follow an icon like Cherie Berry. Everybody knows Cherie Berry. She embraced the goofy elevator pick. She embraced, you never knew what she was going to say. She was charismatic. She was bubbly. And when she walked into a room like this, you knew she was there. I don't know if you guys know this about me or not, but that ain't me. So I had to learn to adjust to following someone like a Cherie Berry.
After he spoke, they handed out the awards. We started out with the silver awards, and the rate of days from work must be at least 50% below the industry average. And for the third consecutive year, Atrium Health Stanley and Stanley Manor won. For the gold awards, it was Atrium Health Specialty Medical Group, Stanley Atrium Health Women's Care, J.T. Russell and Sons, J.T. Russell and Sons Julian Road Project, Michelin Aircraft Tire, Michelin Aircraft Tire Calendaring and Extrusion, NJR Group, and Troy Family Medicine. For the second consecutive year, Atrium Health, Pfeiffer University Health Services, City of Albemarle, Sanger Heart and Vascular Institute, United Protective Technologies, and Universal Voice Data. For the fourth consecutive year, it was J.T. Russell & Sons, Highway 2427, job site, and J.T. Russell & Sons, New London Asphalt Plant. For the fifth consecutive year, J.T. Russell & Sons, Salisbury Asphalt Plant. For the sixth year, it's Cube Hydro Carolinas and Yadkin Division. The seventh year, J.T. Russell & Sons, Clear Creek Asphalt Plant. For the ninth consecutive year, J.T. Russell & Sons, Healing Springs. And for the 26th consecutive year, it's Hildreth Wood. And those were your award winners at the Safety Awards Luncheon. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.